Well, you think it's important,
it's
Brad?
It's different.
You think it's important for people with different political beliefs to talk to each other?
Absolutely.
So can you be friends with a hardcore Democrat, as staunch of a Republican as you are? Could you be friends with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I have no problem with that neither. In fact, I do. I have people, family members who are.
Look at Ronald Reagan, how he can fight with somebody, and they can go out and have drinks and...
Tip O'Neill. That's right.
There.
They go out and play golf.
That's the couple.
They go out and have dinner with their wives, all four of them.
And you'd wonder what happened.
Yeah, but we're living in different ages. It's such polarizing in politics nowadays. Well, as you know, the Dallas Cowboys were playing this past Sunday, and up in the owner's box, they had former President George W. Bush and Ellen DeGeneres, and I guess they've been friends, and they were up there yucking it up and laughing and having a good time, and nobody really seems to care with George W. Bush's with Republicans. I haven't heard anybody come out and say, why are you friends with Ellen? However, there have been some Democrats who have said to Ellen, she's getting a lot of backlash. You know, why are you fraternizing with
George Bush?
Yeah, with George W. Bush. Right, exactly. So therein lies the question. You know, and what about kids? What do you got, siblings? You have one that's a Republican and one's a Democrat, and I don't know. Yeah, it's teenagers.
You know, you do have, though, some very strong young Republicans.
So what I want to do is bring in our guest. She's written a book, too. It's called Unlock Your Power. We're going to bring in Kay Miller. Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Not bad. Not bad, thanks.
Waiting for you.
So Republicans and Democrats should be able to get along. They've gotten along for centuries. No, not at least decades. Well, but now all of a sudden we're living in such polarizing political times that, you know, the neighbor that you used to barbecue with, now that you know what their political party is by their lawn sign, and they know what you are by their bumper sticker, they don't seem to be getting along anymore, all because of political affiliations and for political reasons. That doesn't even make any sense. What's your take on this?
Well, we're going to have to return to the rules of a civil conversation. We're going to have to tread lightly and test the waters with anybody that we're having a political discussion with. Of course, it's good to have those political discussions and open that dialogue so we can find out more about one another and why. The why, if you go more for the why they believe the way they do and ask them what they're basing that on, what the foundation is, did you grow up that way? Did you grow up in that culture? Why do you believe the way you do? Can open up a more gentle dialogue.
Mm. You know, do you think it's better to open up that line of discussion and try to get to know each other better and understand their philosophies? You think you're in favor of that more than just not having that discussion at all?
Well, you know, in the gentlemen's clubs, they used to get their cigar and their snifter of brandy and have polite conversations. In fact, they really, really just had, it was an art.
Mm-hmm.
The polite conversation was an art. They would have polite conversation with one another, but in today's political climate, it's so heated that the moment that you realize that they're raising their voice, the moment you realize they're getting agitated,
mm-hmm.
if you're a good conversationalist, you may need to steer off the topic and talk about putting more barbecue sauce on the brisket you're cooking.
Yeah, well,
you're over with your neighbor.
That's exactly, you know, my point. I mean, there are people where that get along very well, and what they don't talk about, except in politics, you know. And so, what sustains their relationship and keeps it as strong as ever is that they just don't talk politics. They never discuss it because they're never, not that anybody's trying to convince the other, you know, to see things their way. They just don't discuss it. They'll talk about everything and anything else other than politics, and therefore they have a phenomenal relationship. They don't open up that line of dialogue, is what I'm saying.
If you know that somebody's got the other guy's sign in their yard and they're all over their car and you're voting for the other guy, then you know that you have somebody that you need to be very careful with and tread lightly.
Yeah.
It's great to open the dialogue, but once you've built a relationship with that person, then and only then would it be appropriate to even broach the subject, you know, to start asking the questions. Well, I noticed that you're voting for so-and-so, and I wondered, you know, where, you know, your political background, where did you get your beliefs from, and what was your childhood like, and why are you a Democrat, or why are you a Republican? Open the line of dialogue and let them ask questions, and then let them answer the questions. It's not about trying to get them to believe the way you do. It's about finding out why they believe the way they do.
You know, it's sad to witness, and I have on many occasions, lifelong friends who only recently learned that their friend has difference of opinion when it comes to politics. They have opposite ideology, so to speak, and has caused a rift in their lifelong friendship, which to me is very, very sad. You know, when you let, you know, years and your lifelong years of friendship be determined by your political affiliation, and you're just recently learning of what your friend's lifelong friend's political affiliation is, and yet they say nope, that's it. They're ready to throw in the towel, so to speak. But you think maybe just having a short dialogue and open up lines of discussion could rectify that?
Yes, questions like, how did you come to that conclusion? Why do you feel that way? It's like digging for hidden treasure to find out what drives their beliefs. If you get them to open up and you take a position of listening very, very carefully, what's hard is when they make blanket statements that you know for a fact because of your research and your knowledge and what you know about the political climate and what's really going on. If you know the real conspiracies that are going on behind the scenes and the deeper, deeper truths, it's very difficult to sit there and listen, but you have to develop the art of that polite and civil conversation and really hear them out. And then you may be the one that decides that you don't want to be their friend. It won't be their decision.
Right.
It may be yours.
You know, just listening, I'm wondering, Ronald Reagan was a favorite of mine. I always liked him. And, he used to fight a lot too, but he'd also go out to dinner, with somebody. They'd have a good time and everything else. And, he was a big, big, action person when it came to the, when he came to the, people that you were going to vote for. Do you know who I'm talking about?
He was charming, and that's what we need to return to, is the ability to be charming, civil, polite. Polite conversation is one where the party listens carefully to what's being said, waits, and then gives a thoughtful response. Sometimes the best response is just another question. To go deeper into why they have developed into whatever you may believe is their toxic belief system. The only way to turn them around is to find out why they believe that way in the first place. And then if we can present facts like in a very civil debate with one another, if we can have a civil debate and present facts, but it's when they present blanket information with no factual substance to support it, that it becomes something that, you know, where are we going with this? We have no foundation. If we're just repeating hearsay and what we now call fake news.
Yeah.
It's just really challenging. I have a friend who is my Facebook friend, and she is a diehard Democrat, and I love her dearly. But she repeats blanket statements that she's heard, the talking points and the narrative from CNN and you know, the fake news station. And she repeats those talking points as if they're fact.
Yeah. Because,
and of course, that's the purpose of the, you know, what they're doing.
But that, you know what that comes to, you know what that derives from? That comes, it's because they don't know how to separate pundits, talk show hosts, from hardcore journalists. There are journalists and reporters where they're supposed to read the news fair and balanced, and unobjectively.
It's become a propaganda machine.
Well, yeah, and then there's pundits who are just talk show hosts, and they spew out their own personal opinions, and it can be perceived to the viewer, the uneducated viewer, the uninformed viewer, as actual news rather than opinion. But let me ask you this. When did people, in your opinion, or maybe the better question is how? How did people become such political zealots where they let their political beliefs have the better of them? And they almost become, it almost takes the better, becomes the better of them, you know?
Well, the propaganda machine is inciting a lot of emotion. It's inciting, you know, the violent rhetoric. You know, if someone, you know, if two people are standing off in a fight, and there's a circle of people around them yelling, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
Well, they're more likely to fight. And it, instead of, you know, can't we all just get along? Can't we love one another? I love what Ellen is putting out. I absolutely love what Ellen is doing.
So do I have to say.
She's standing up to the absolute insanity and saying, let's stop taking the crazy pills and let's all just love one another. It's okay that we don't agree. We can still love one another. We can still be friends. Because the new rhetoric is, you know, if you're told to go into a restaurant and confront people, and the leaders, the literal leaders of this nation, are telling you to go in and confront. Confront means to fight.
Mm.
So it's, again, that mentality of fight, fight, fight. Let's fight. You know, this cause is worth fighting for. Literally, and some of these people take it seriously, pick up weapons, arms, go in, attack. It's absolute insanity being pumped out by the political rhetoric, being pumped out of Washington and on the news media, the stations.
Yeah.
And fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sign of the times, unfortunately.
Ellen is standing up and saying no.
And good for her.
I'm not going to do it.
It's something that I agree with her on. And I don't care what party you're, Republican, Democrat, whatnot.
You got a great friend.
You know, exactly. Don't ruin lifelong friendships over that. In fact, even she said it herself. Yeah, there's things that we disagree on. Doesn't make anybody a bad person, you know. But listen, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Your book, Unlock Your Power, where can people buy that?
Actually, it's The Keys to Everything, and they can go to thekeystoeverything.com.
Wow. I don't know where we got this then. All right.
Well, that was another article that I wrote, but it's thekeystoeverything.com.
Okay.
And they can find it there.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time this morning.